little magnetic fields to take us out.
The book of love.
Let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. Five, no four, one can lift three, the damn two, thing. One. It's full of charts
and facts and figures. Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said. Now repeat.
Hi, this is Lance Treadwell from Albany, New York. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
Perfect.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear.
Turn out to the WGXC Record Fair, Sunday, September 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Basilica Hudson, 110 South Front Street in Hudson, near the Amtrak station. There are still a few spots left for vendors. If you'd like to get a table, email info at wgxc.org. WGXC Record Fair coincides with the Basilica Soundscape, September 13th through 15th, an immersive, innovative weekend of art, music, and culture. Turn out for the WGXC Record Fair, Sunday, September 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Basilica Hudson.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Al Margolis of Chester, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray.
California dream. I'm such a interstate. Think so. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling, smiling, and smiling while in the sun. The top is down on the black Corvette, and it's fly cause it's sitting on the beat. One steering wheel plushed out, gold leaf phantom top, and three girls waiting. Push play. Cali, Cali, Cali. Cali, y'all, I don't think so. Rising, surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I'm getting fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise. Bottle of wine.
Good evening. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra. Broadcasting from WGXC's lovely Accra studio at the Wave Farm Study Center up here in the Catskill Mountains. I'm Alana Medlock, your host, and this is There. This month's show is the last installment in our road trip series. We have landed on the West Coast, and we are enjoying some California dreams for your Midsummer Eve. Enjoy.
When Hollywood is thought of as a way of life rather than a place on the map, it can be said that Beverly Hills is more Hollywood than Hollywood. This is a stylish, overly motorized community. In Beverly Hills, the pedestrian is seen only by day. At night, someone taking a stroll is so conspicuous he is apt to be questioned by the omnipresent police patrols, who amply protect residents who live here in stately elegance. In any community where there are so many on the outside wanting in, status considerations can become highly involved, as is the case with this young actor just beginning to make some headway in his career. He notices a fellow actor he has not seen for some time who may now be in. Then again, he may still be out. The other man has the same uncertainty about our friend. The question becomes, who shall cross the street to whom? The only solution is to meet halfway. Neither one has lost any status, and each thinks the other may do him some good, if they live long enough.
What?
The movie on this guy right here.
I'm a poet.
I'm what?
A poet. You know what poet?
A cola?
A poet.
P-O-E-T. Poet. You're the poet?
I'm the poet.
Who are you?
What am I? I'm the poet.
What kind of a poet?
Modern. I've been in this neighborhood about 10 years.
I never saw you before.
You've been in here much?
I live right in the neighborhood all the time.
Where, down on Normandy?
No, up here in Winona.
I guess we have different hangovers at different times.
I guess
that's
so.
All.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well.
You're a modern poet?
Yeah, you should buy some of my name's Bukowski. Buy my books, B-U-K-O-W-S-K-I.
Buke
to rhyme with puke, yeah.
Bukowski.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charles Bukowski.
Okay, let's get started. What the hell? Come on. Let's collect our money and get the hell out of here and really make it. Number one, the rat. With one punch, at the age of 16 and a half, I knocked out my father. A cruel, shiny bastard with bad breath. And I didn't go home for some time, only now and then to try to get a dollar from dear mama. It was 1937 in Los Angeles, and it was a hell of a Vienna. I ran with these older guys, but for them it was the same, mostly breathing hard air and robbing gas stations that didn't have any money. And a few lucky among us worked part-time as Western Union messenger boys. We slept in rented rooms that weren't rented, and we drank ale and wine with the shades down, being quiet, quiet. And then awakening the whole building with a fist fight, breaking mirrors and chairs and lamps, and then running down the stairway just before the police arrived. Some of us soldiers of the future, running through those empty, starving streets and alleys of Los Angeles. And all of us getting together later in Pete's room, a small cube of space under a stairway. There we were, packed in there, without women, without cigarettes, without anything to drink, while the rich pawed away at their many choices, and the young girls left them, the same girls who spit at our shadows as we walked past. It was a hell of a Vienna. Three of us under that stairway were killed in World War II. Another one is now a manager of a mattress factory. Me, I'm 30 years older. The town is four or five times as big, but just as rotten. And the girls still spit on my shadow. Another war is building for another reason. I can hardly get a job now for the same reason I couldn't then. I don't know anything. I can't do anything. Sex? Well, just the old ones knock on my door after midnight. I can't sleep, and they see the lights and are curious. The old ones, their husbands no longer want them. Their children are gone. If they show me enough good leg, the legs go last, I go to bed with them. So the old women bring me love, and I smoke their cigarettes as they talk, talk, talk. And then we go to bed again, and I bring them love. And they feel good and talk until the sun comes up. Then we sleep. It's a hell of a Paris.
Yeah, this is it. This is the neighborhood. You know, I was a postal clerk and a carrier. I've been around. I know this town. And I used to carry, I probably carried mail right on this street half a dozen times. I used to work all the stations as a sub. Yeah. I probably carry this street right here, you know. I know the town.
For how long?
Oh, I only carried 3 or 4 years. I was a clerk the rest of the time. But still, you know it that way. You learn the zone numbers. You get the stink of L.A. in your bones, you know? You know it. I think if I went to any other town, I couldn't write. You know, I got my roots on in. Post office was a hard gig, you know? I'd work all night, you know, 11 years clerking. Then I had to write. Get up and start drinking and writing, then go to work. Same thing, get up, drink and write. I had a little luck. Finally, I had to quit. You know why? I couldn't lift my arms anymore. They wouldn't lift up after a night's work. So I said, either gotta get out of there or die, go crazy. I've been lucky. I get the rent, minor royalties, 20, 25 buck checks, you know, underground newspapers. Yeah, I make it. I don't know how long it's gonna last. It's more real than what I was doing. At least it's all my time, you know? I get up when I want. I think the gods have been kind of good to me. Just kept me where I belong. Kept me where I belong. Not too much. Just right. You know, I can walk down the street, nobody knows me. Except the guys in the liquor store, they read something in the LA Times. Something came out. I go in for a beer, you know, buy some beer. This guy says, Wings of Song! He knows me. But anybody else, they don't know me. They don't know who the hell I am, and it's good. It's good.
I'm going
They still come, the young aspirants to Hollywood success. One sees them like moths fluttering in the glare of neon lights. One sees them again carefully planning their food purchases in an all-night market. One sees them at 3 a.m. hugging the excitement of the late hour. One sees desire take hold in the faces of teenagers as the Hollywood dream replenishes itself. Hollywood is a town in transition, but its change is toward the conservative, the metropolitan. Hollywood promises to become part of another super city, like a lot of super cities in America. But the dream persists that there is still magic here. At night, from a high building or hilltop, when the lights of the city are like beacons down below, the dream persists.
You know, in the 60s, there was always a confluence of people coming from the South and folks moving to the Bay Area for political purposes or for jobs. You could always hear in people from Oakland's voice that there was more of a Southern accent going on because people had more recently come.
Inviting beaches, paradise for sportsmen. Rendezvous for romance under sunny skies. This is the lure of the West along the golden shores of California.
Okay, so 1980. Were there any West Coast rappers at all?
I'm going to say that they definitely had rappers. What we were listening to, my first West Coast, you know, rapper experience was probably like the Uncle Jam's Army stuff, the Egyptian Lover
from
stuff.
LA.
The, you know, the,
was that LA Dream? 1980?
LA Dream Team. That wasn't 80.
That was 80s.
That was early 80s. Yeah. It came along pretty early. Yeah.
So what made you, you know, this kid living in Oakland say, hey, I'm going to be a rapper like these New York guys?
I was always in band class. I was a drummer in a band, marching band. And I also was a music lover. Ever since I was a kid, I would buy records out the record store, take them back to the house, listen to them over and over again, memorize them. I was a big Parliament Funkadelic fan, yeah, where I analyzed every musical note, every word on the album cover. And when I heard rap, I listened to it as a drummer, you know, naturally being a drummer, and I listened to it as a music lover. And I said to myself, it was 1980, I probably had only heard, probably hadn't heard 20 rap records in total. And I said, I can do that. And most rap records came with an instrumental. So they gave you the platform to practice on the instrumental. All disco records had an instrumental. Most rap records in 1980 were renditions of disco records.
Yeah.
And then at that point, that was like 1981. Christmas of 1981, I had spent the year really messing around with my little rigged up way to record, you know, the little just push play record, those old things. And you sit the radio in front of the speaker and kind of like crouch down a little bit and just rap into the speaker, into the microphone, all, you know, just... It only sounds good when you played it back on that same radio. But that Christmas 81, I talked my mother into getting me some equipment from Radio Shack. All I wanted was a mixer, a little voice effects machine, and a microphone. There's probably a lot of hip-hop fans from that era that can remember the emotions when you heard certain records like The Message.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember where I was at, and I remember what I thought. As I listened to it, I could picture what he was saying.
Yeah, broken glass everywhere. So people pissing on the stairs like they just
probably
don't care.
2 years out of moving from L.A., I'm trying to be this young rapper. It's just a hobby, and I'm, you know, it's clicking. And from that moment, I ran to the house and wrote a rap about what I saw in Oakland, trying to do my version of Melly Mel.
Of The Message.
And it was the start of something.
And
on a cloud, just trying to stay focused on a mission, yeah, to find my inner lotus. I've been soul searching through a world that's clearly hurting, but I just keep my head high and feet down to this earth, and I stay true to who I am and what I want to do, cause finding your inner light, it all starts with you, and that's your word and true. Don't let them fake you, just do you, boo-boo.
Wake up.
Come champagne on the tips of tongues, can you taste it? We almost there, yeah, but past the bed, drink it down till it's clear, yeah, and daydream about the future, that's near, reach out and grab it, it's right here, yeah.
Wake up.
You're listening to WGXC. I'm Alana, your host. This is There, There, a monthly exploration and celebration of performance and performance sounds. In the first set, we heard California Dreamin' covered by Japanese Breakfast, a band led by Michelle Zauner. That was recorded in 2018. And the classic Going Back to Cali by LL Cool J, recorded in 1996. Some excerpts from the 1965 documentary, The Hollywood Dream. Bukowski reads Bukowski, including excerpts from his Odes to Los Angeles. From KCET's Artbound video series, footage from the 1970s, giving a tour of some of his local haunts. We heard Mazzy Star doing California from the Seasons of Your Day album. They're originally from Santa Monica, I believe. A brief excerpt from an interview with filmmaker and musician Boots Riley talking about Oakland hip-hop, and clips from an interview with Too Short from Vlad TV. We heard Life is Too Short from the album of the same name released in 1989. And we heard Siri, an artist from Oakland that was released in 2018, performing Lucid.
Number one, it's January 26th.
I'm cruising. Ed Fitzgerald, age 19. 5'10", black hair, brown eyes. Going home to Boston, Massachusetts. It's 4, and I'm hungry and broke. I wish I was dead. But today I am a man.
Going home to Boston, Massachusetts. It's 4 p.m. and I'm hungry and broke. I wish I was dead.
Go to 530 East Lemon Avenue,
gentlemen,
Monrovia, California,
gentlemen,
for an easy hand up.
Gentlemen, go to 530 East Lemon Avenue in Monrovia for an easy hand out. Gentlemen, yo ho ho, yee hoo, ya ha ha, yee hee. Go to 530 East Lemon Avenue in Monrovia for an easy hand out. Gentlemen.
Number 3. Marie Blackwell, age 19, brown eyes, brown hair, considered pretty.
Age 19.
118 East Ventura Street.
Brown.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Brown hair.
Object matrimony.
Age 19. Brown eyes. Brown hair. Oh, but I'm considered pretty. Here's where I live.
Idea you have there. I too am on the lookout for a suitable mate. My description. No description follows, so he evidently got his right. Number 5. Possible rights. January 16th, 58. January 17th, 76. January 18th, 19. January 19th, 6. January 20th, 11. To hell with it, I'm gonna walk. Number 6.
Jesus was God in the flesh. Hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
Jesus. Jesus was God in the flesh.
Hey, 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 hey.
Jesus was
was God in the flesh.
Looking for millionaire wife. Good looking. Very handsome.
Etc.
Intelligent.
You asshole.
Good at bull thrower. Etc.
You lucky women.
All you have to do is find me, you lucky woman. Name's George. All who read this, if they can get a lift, and the best of luck to you. Why in hell did you come anyway?
Damn it, anyhow. Here I am stuck in the cold. I've come 2,700 miles from Shy Illinois. Slept along the highway, slept in open boxcar without top, went hungry for 2 days, raining too. Da 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 da. But they say there's a hell.
What the hell?
What the hell do they think this is?
Do they think about this?
Da 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 da.
My wife, one half of desert to the east, then back to LA to try once more. Car just passed by. Make that two more. Three more. Do not think they'll let me finish my story.
Comes a truck, not a fuck, but a truck.
Just a truck.
Think you get the hell out. Here's my name, Johnny Reinwald, 915 Southwest Lake Avenue, Los Angeles.
Wishing all who read this, if they can get a lift, and the best of luck to you.
Da 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 da.
Why in hell did you come anyway?
You know, America is so obsessed with bad breath and with underarm deodorant. These are the biggest problems in the world. If you watch television at prime times, advertising is not concerned about poverty, not concerned about race oppression, not concerned about the police, but the biggest problem is your hair groomed, and what's it like under your arms, and do you have bad breath? And this is the American obsession. And so I think that a generation of kids which says, we don't care about your concepts of cleanliness, is a revolutionary generation.
I asked my mom and dad what
Well, I wasn't a guitar player, really. I can't even read music, but I can play every instrument there is, and piano being my favorite. Harry James stuff, Louis Armstrong stuff, I loved the way Harry James played, and so I always imitated him, and I did the harmonicas, and anything that came to me, sax, I learned to play the big band stuff, and that's became my life. Hank Williams, of course, on the guitar, and because Gene Krupa was my big hero. He was the first man to make drums a solo instrument. I developed the style of his drumming because I love drums too. So, and that's how I do that. You can hear the pulse on the one. So I'm playing drums on the guitar.
The Arts District was formally founded, I think, in the 1990s, and that's a time in which the city of Los Angeles passed the artist in residence ordinance so that artists could legally live and work in these, you know, kind of cheap, large warehouse spaces.
I got my studio through the LA Weekly, actually, but it was right after Rodney King. There was just this kind of tension and sort of like hangover from the crack era, a bit more exhaustion and desperation.
There's perhaps a less rigid structure to the arts here because there's so much collaboration between disciplines and with filmmakers and animators and visual artists has really created a unique LA voice. I think that many people in the contemporary art world will shun the entertainment industry as just a force to contend with, but the fact that there are thousands and thousands of people with knowledge and practice of how to incorporate moving images, whether it's film or video, into collaborative artistic practice creates incredible opportunities.
People are talking.
I'm curious what we have. Usually only two stools up here, and we have an extra one this morning.
I know, and I think it's because we've got a drop-in visit from a wonderful lady who we interviewed a little while ago. I'm not sure if she's around. Is she?
Hi, darling.
I know it. Wayne and Barbara, ma'am.
Hi, darling.
How are you?
We're just fine.
Wayland and Madam, we had you on our afternoon show a while back, but it's nice to see you again.
Well, it's nice to be up this early.
Yeah.
You have a new book?
I didn't get to sleep till after 5. Usually 3 is enough, don't you think?
Madam, you know, you are absolutely outrageous, and now you put your memoirs...
Oh, at long last printable.
...into this book called Madam.
My misbegotten memoirs. I don't know what that means, but what the heck.
I was surprised to learn that you and Teddy Roosevelt had something going.
Yes, I found out why he was called Rough Rider.
And Flo Ziegfeld?
Oh, Flo, yes. I started the Follies. He was in love with so many women. And at about 8 o'clock every night, he'd say, "Where? I wonder where so-and-so is." I said, "Why don't you dress them in costume, put them on stage? That way you'd know where they are."
We also talk about your early childhood.
Oh, you talk about your mother, Madam, but your grandmothers were rather characters themselves.
Ella Zella and Nellie Cake. Yes,
Ella Zella.
Ella Zella, she was an aerialist.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and fell for a snake bite. Yes, snake bite LaRue. That's where I was. Wrestling alligators down in the Okefenokee Swamp for a while. I've got the person's shoes to prove that.
What about Stumpy?
Oh, Stumpy. That's my little chicken. Yes, I didn't have a doll when I was a kid. I had a little chicken that I dressed up. Stumpy didn't mind, you know, the little dresses and the bonnets, but hated those little high-heeled shoes I used to put on.
A nice hand for Waylon.
You're listening to There There. I'm Alana Medlock, your host. This month's theme has been California Dreams, the last installment in our road trip series. We just heard from composer Harry Parch Barstow 8 Hitchhiker's Inscriptions from a highway railing at Barstow, California from 1968. Population of about 20,000. Their motto is Crossroads of Opportunity. We heard briefly from famous 60s activist Jerry Rubin. We heard the Tijuana Panthers performing Creature, band from Long Beach, from the album Max Baker, released in 2010. And an excerpt from Dick Dale, the King of Surf Guitar. Excerpts from a feature on art in downtown Los Angeles, produced by the Standard Hotels, and actor and comedian Wayland Flowers and his puppet, Madam, on the Bay Area TV show People Are Talking.
I got into video because I was a grad student at UC San Diego, and they had an actual video studio whose purpose was to make tapes of autopsies and operations in about 1972 or 3 in the basement of the medical school. And of course, this was a moment when artists were interested in video and had begun working with video, so it was in the air, you know. Cheap movies, lousy quality, but so many possibilities. This was a good way to evade having to think about making money, because of course we wanted, that is my little cabal, I don't know about anyone else, we were interested in making things that were easily disseminable, transmissible, mailable, show in the basement, show in a classroom, whatever, and open edition, meaning it wasn't editioned and it wasn't intended for sale. We were all in it for the idea, the love, the possibility of experiment. What I was really interested in was looking like Godard. So what did that mean to me? It meant fixed camera, where the apparatus is so crudely unwieldy that it made itself visible by not doing the things that video, and more to the point, because whoever heard of video, film was supposed to do, that is to have clean cuts and fades and crossfades and edits. So there's a, you can see the blanking interval, there's a line across the bottom, and it was striping, black and white, porta pack, what the hell. I was interested in the idea.
It sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera in a cell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. I plane to Spain. Went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California, California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read, more about the war and the bloody change. Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Take me as I am.
Almost.
Professionals, okay, you know.
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, I